Hello. I'm not quite sure why I always say hello, welcome to another one of my tutorials, but let's not break the tradition now. Hello, welcome to another one of my tutorials. And this tutorial is going to be how to make an animated signature, and it was a request. So, I do honor requests. And we're just gonna make this a random signature size, so 520 by 80. And it's not opening anything, but oh, there it goes. Okay. So your tablet will look like this, because I've had GIMP open for a while. So first what we're gonna do is we're gonna make some animated water similar to my animated water tutorial, but I actually found a way that looks better, I think. So you wanna select the pink marble gradient. Okay, so now you have a replicating pattern like that. So now we're going to burn this. So select burn. And here we go. And need a bigger brush. So we're just going to darken this up a bit. Okay, then select a smaller brush. And presume it's like a war zone with the little you have to keep on clicking to make it darker. Like a war zone with the little missile marks or burn marks on the ground. Sure, you can't see that very well on the YouTube screen, so I'll zoom in. And you could also do this for like a cracking crust type thing, because as you darken and burn it, the cracks in the pink marble start to have like a reddish tinge around them. Looks kind of cool. So I'll just speed this up here, because we have a lot to do yet. And it doesn't matter, just get it looking fairly decent. And you'll have to click a lot, because each time you click, it'll darken a section one layer, but no more. So, like one layer of darkness. Alright, so now what you want to do is you want to go colors, desaturate. Okay. Now you want to go colors, color balance, and adjust it to like a bluish, water-like color. That's good. All right, now we can go ahead and make the rippling to the water. So we're gonna go filters, animation, waves. And notice how I put these burn marks, if you will, on the cracks right now, so it does not look like the texture is replicating at all, even though it is. Make the wavelength up to like a 20, that's good. And it depends how big you want your image to be. I'm just gonna make mine 15. And it's waving it. What I should have done is I should have looked at the time, so I don't know if this is gonna be longer or I might break it off into two parts. I don't know. Just gonna minimize that. Actually, maybe the wavelength. Yeah, I'm gonna do that again with the wavelength a bit longer. Let's try that. Depending on your computer speed, it'll wave at various speeds and how big your image is. That's a bit better. Okay, and just to test how it looks, we're going to go filters, animation, playback. So just click play. And for some reason, all the animations always seem jerky on your YouTube screen, but they really aren't that jerky in real life. Okay, so now we have like a pool of water with a splash in it, and I'm going to take something from the icy text tutorial on YouTube that I will give credit and URL to in the description. And so this is going to be an animated signature, so what we're going to do is we're going to make a non-moving text over the rippling water, and this is going to be like an ice text. So just select any font you want. I'd go with a sans or a serif. A serif would work too. Where is the sans? Oh well, oh here are the serifs. Serifs will work. Alright. And depending on the size of your image is how large you want your font to be. So my signature is just simply going to be GIMP know-how. And you can round the corners on this optionally, and you can do that by searching up rounded text tutorial on YouTube. It's you Gaussian blur it and then adjust the color waves. Okay, so now we have this, and we need to alpha to selection this. And that'll just select the letters, and then we're going to go filters. Oh, where is it? Render, clouds, plasma. It really does not matter what seed. Just kind of try to get an evenness of all the colors in there. Okay, so now I have my plasma, and we're going to go colors, curves. And just make these curves up and down, up and down, up and down. Okay. And then, so you can go ahead and go colors, desaturate, then go colors, color balance, and make them like an icy blue. Okay, then you can go ahead and go select none. And there's an icy blue right there. And you can't really see it from here. So, you can't really see the difference between that and the wave, so I'm just going to make it a bit bigger now. Okay, so there's our GIMP know-how. Okay, now what we need to do is we need to make it look like it's icy. So first, we need to rotate it. It's just easier to go 90. I'm not sure how we're doing for time, so I'm actually going to exit out of this right now and finish up in another video. So thank you for watching this half the tutorial. I'm not quite sure why I say that either.